As we prepare for the channels that we will receive from both Marilyn and Lee, we want to stop and breathe deeply, because stopping and breathing deeply allows you to create a coherence between your heart and your brain. Because when our brain is running the program, it sometimes gets in the way of hearing another message, because the other message is not necessarily delivered through the brain. The brain just interprets the message, but it doesn't send the message. The brain is the computer, but it's not broadcasting what the message is. So taking a time to pause and stop and breathe deeply creates the opening and the space to hear what the messages may be. And we can get those messages in our own time, in our own space, often in nature. But now we're going to take a moment and hear what those messages are coming through the vessel, Marilyn, and then later, Lee.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest beings of light. You know and understand that your vibrational energy is creating your world. And as you take that pause, we sort of, as the divine Monica says, we want to take that pause so we can sense, feel, hear, know. Breathe. We do not know why sometimes when we say, as Monica, the divine Monica did, they take a pause, well, you stop breathing. That is a habit, to hold your breath. Do you know when you stop breathing, that creates a bit of panic in the rest of your cells of your body? You are human in this lifetime. We know for some of you that may be a shock, but you are human. And that breathing energy brings you present. It brings you into this moment right here. You can't breathe into the past, you can't breathe into the future. It brings you right here. And when you are trying to hear something, trying to sense something and working very hard on your innate and saying, be louder, be louder, you're not being present. You're being in the past because maybe you did not have a good experience the last time, or you're in the future wishing for something to happen. So stop. Pause. Breathe. In and out. That brings you into this moment. And then allow your sensory experience to commit and trust it. You see, so many times we second guess ourselves. That is why when you do your practicing exercises, ask yourself, did I second guess? Or did I pick the right one the first time and think, oh no, that's not quite it, huh? You understand that first instinct, that's the one you were born with. That first energy, that is your innate. That is the energy of Source working through you to accommodate what you have already asked. So when you already ask, I am an open vessel, ready to receive whatever is in my highest good or my highest joy. And then we take a breath. And we trust that energy so completely. In our own stillness, that is when the information comes. However, if you say to yourself, okay, I trust that I am given the guidance clearly and concisely that is in my highest good or my highest joy, and I know it is there even though normally it is not, what happens? That normally it is not becomes your purchase order. Normally it is not becomes the energy that is louder. So what energy would you like to present to the universe? What energy would you like to present to the source of all that is within you, in every cell of your body? The source only says yes to every single thought. Yes to this thought, yes to that thought, yes to your experience. But you can't say yes, but, you know, there's a but in everything, yes? No, there is not. Yes, and, as our dear friend Pragit says, give me more, huh? Thank you, universe, give me more. You see, that is the key. As the joy said, gratitude is that abracadabra of the universe. Be thankful that you stepped out of bed this morning. Be thankful that you maybe had 1 or 2 feet to get onto the ground. Or if you don't have 1 or 2 feet, you've got wonderful wheels to carry you around. Be thankful that you took a breath this morning. Do you know that Vissel Maryland and the Joy listened to something this morning and they said, 1 million people every day do not wake up. 1 million people go to bed and do not wake up in the morning. Be thankful you woke up, huh? Be thankful you are here. More than 1 million went through the pain of realizing their loved one did not wake up. So why focus on that? What are you asking the universe when you get out of bed and think, oh, another day. Oh, that darn alarm clock. Why can't it stop? My back hurts. My knees hurt. My body doesn't want to work. What are you saying when you wake up? Instead, when you open your eyes and lay in bed for just a moment, if you must, turn that alarm clock off and say, hooray, I woke up again. Yay. I love that part, waking up. There was all Marilyn and the Joy met a driver on a shuttle or something. Michael was his name. And he said his favorite part of the day was when he got out of bed, because he knew he was here one more day to enjoy his family and enjoy his people and enjoy his life. So do you do that when you get out of bed? By your silence, we are saying you do not. So it is time to change that. Can you learn something new? Hello? Thank you. You see, by your verbal commitment, your cells are accommodating that. Your cells are rearranging themselves to accommodate your vocalization. And your brain and your heart and everything starts working together to manifest that yes. That is why we ask you to repeat things. That is why we ask you to accommodate that. And that is why when we ask you a question and you sort of are thinking about what you're going to have for lunch, that is not what we are asking you. We are very proactive. Do you know why? Exactly. Who said that? Who said that? Because you love us. Give that girl a bracelet. Come back to the table and we'll give you a bracelet. You probably don't need it. You might give it away as a gift. Our little fairy there. So with that energy, it is because we love you so much. You see, that is the key, is that vibration of love. The key is for you to love you so much. Do you? Ah, very good. Very good. See, you are trainable, huh? And that is the key. With your innate, with your knowledge, with your intuition, with your ability to teleport when you practice on something long enough, it is possible. Your ability to manifest something that is in your hand when you practice on it, it is possible. What's possible?
Everything.
Aha, yes, you see. That is the key, is to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are indeed the trustworthy ones. Yes, yes, exactly. And you're saying yes to you, so therefore the universe is saying yes to you also. And if you're saying yes, but the universe catches that but, and then your butt shows and we don't want to see it, yes? Yes, we love your butt, but we don't necessarily have to see it. So understand that the universe is indeed saying yes. And you can say yes to you too. And you can love yourself as much as we do. And see the light within yourself. And see the energy of love within yourself. And accommodate that focus and that energy. That is the next evolutionary step of this planet. And we are so grateful for you. For your choice to be here on this beautiful day. For your choice to be you in this lifetime. For your choice to learn. We honor you. We love you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. If you've just tuned in to this message, this is a day of explanation and examination of a relationship. And the relationship actually may surprise you. It's called How to Understand That Which Is Your Innate, to expand that which is your understanding of things that come with you at birth. And in that, there is a lesson. And if you've listened to the teaching of Adironda, she speaks of habits and fears and all these things that would get in the way of where innate is supposed to take you through intuition. I want to add to that. And it's not going to be a different message at all. It's going to be the same message. Because these things are true. And as you hear them, they would be self-evident. Dear ones, when you come into this planet and you start to grow up, there are certain things that are innate. My partner has mentioned some of the research that has been done by those spiritualists. But you don't have to have research. Just look around the planet. How many people are invested in belief systems that would include the fact that when they die, their soul goes somewhere else? And the answer to that, simply by the membership in spiritual systems, is most. Most human beings on this planet, overwhelming majority, believe there is something after you die. That is the definition of an innate knowledge. So it's not simply wishful thinking when those in tribes that you'll never meet will then acknowledge perhaps in their writings later or their oral traditions that indeed they go somewhere else when they die. This is not a product of marketing. It's innate. Therefore, you could say that humanity in general is aware that there is something bigger than themselves. This then becomes whatever you want to say. It's God, it's spirit, it's a creative source. That is then also the seed creation of so many belief systems, but they all end up in the same place. When you die, you really don't. But there is a spark, a consciousness, a beauty that continues. So if there is more, is that spark available while you're alive? And the answer is yes. It's not an intellectual discussion, dear ones. It's not even an emotional one. It's an innate one. You sit and you look at one another and you say, innately, do you believe that there is a beautiful energy in you, the one that's called consciousness, the one that keeps going after you die, that maybe you might be able to access while you're here? The consensus is yes. What happens next is interesting. Human nature and the very systems that create spirituality around you all seem to conspire to make it so that this source that you have inside is not really available. You have to go through someone else to get it, or you have to act a certain way in order to make his favor. And this all comes, dear ones, from a lower consciousness of fear, of the ones that would develop habits, as Adaranda says, that don't make any logical sense. What kind of a habit is it where you would walk around and expect the worst things possible to happen to you? And where did that come from? It comes right from lower consciousness, often what you were taught, what you believe, what you see, and you don't really understand. There's something next to you right now with its hand out. This is the lesson of today. An expanded innate is one that expands the truth of what is really there. Some of you just went through an exercise of intuition. And the intuition would say, use that which is your pineal, your heart, your brain, connect them together. Using your intuition, can you tell this and can you see this and can you find out this? And in all of that, there is something that you should know. That is a symbiotic relationship between your heart, your pineal, your brain, and that creative spark, that intuitive creative spark, which is that which belongs to whatever you call it, your higher self, your soul. That's the spark that keeps on going after you die. You see, it's still with you. That spirit, that's the field, that's whatever you want to call it. I'll tell you, it is around you right now and waiting with his hand out, saying yes. What are you talking about, Kryon? Here's what I'm talking about. The term free choice is absolute. There could be a magnificent angel standing beside you while you sob and cry that nothing is working in your life. And the angel will sit there, or stand there, or hover there, in all of its magnificence, in all of its brilliance, silent. And while you bemoan the world that you're a victim of, while you wonder what bad thing is going to happen to you next and why you're stuck, in all of its magnificence, the angel will call in an entourage and they will sit next to you and they'll be quiet. You might have a stadium filled with sacred beings who know your name while you sit and cry and bemoan the fact that nothing is happening in your life. And they'll say nothing, nothing. And the reason, dear ones, is because free choice is absolute. And then you might raise your hand and look around and take a deep breath. And you'll say, I feel something. And then you'll get it. And then the spark. And you'll say, I give permission for the plan that is there that I don't understand to fill me with understanding. I give permission for my innate to marry to the field around me, which includes that stadium and that angel, which some call the field, which some call the plan, which some call that, which is the higher self united with synchronicity. And then things start happening. Why? Because you got out of that place of fear, took charge of what I will call your own mantle. That's a new term that I've not used before in this phrase. The mantle is that which is the spark of God inside you that you wear, that is you if you open the door. You see, there is a plan. The teacher Marilyn will say that the universe says yes. That's the field. It's always there saying, discover your sacredness, dear ones. Your innate can expand. And when it does, it sees these things. Or if it doesn't seize it, at least it is sensory perception that acknowledges it. And then results. What happens, dear ones, if you don't like exercise? And bemoaningly, you say, okay, I'll go and I'll do a little exercise. And you do a little exercise. And you come home and you go, that was not fun. I don't like that. And some say, well, just do a little more exercise. And so you go one more time and you do a little more exercise. And you come home and you go, this is awful. I don't want to do this. And then the person will say, just one more, only one more time. Just do a little exercise. And so you do a little more exercise and you come home. And then the next day, you feel better. And you go, wow, I feel better. And then suddenly you're saying to the person, why don't we go exercise? What has just taken place? And the answer is incremental solution, reaction, improvement, whatever you want to call it, you saw something that validated what you didn't expect. Do you understand what I'm saying? So as you might sit there in doubt that any of these things are true, there's a piece of you, I will tell you, if you'll open the door and mean it, dear spirit, show me that these things are true. I open my heart, my pineal, my mind for information that is intuitive, that will help steer me to the right place, the right time, the right person for solution in my life. And I do it begrudgingly like exercise, but you have permission. When the person starts exercising, it's almost like the body is aware. They're doing something, and they're aware. And it may take the body two or three times then to develop the results that you see. But when you see it, you won't stop because you see it. That is the plea, that you won't throw these things away in one shot because they didn't seem to work. And then afterwards you'll say, well, I knew that wouldn't work. And what have you just done? You've confirmed your fear. You've confirmed all of the things you didn't believe under the guise, the disguise of believing it, if you understand what I mean. If you come into it with an attitude of doubt, this won't work either, but I'll give it a shot, it won't matter. Nothing's going to happen. But if you open yourself and you sit down and take a breath and mean it, dear spirit, I give permission. Use those words. for something to happen in my life I don't know about. But connect me with the field. Connect me with the plan and the symbiosis between my spark, which is my soul, and the spark outside me, which is the universe, which is the creator, will then start to work together. And that's when the magic begins. This is truth. This is the teaching of the day. No matter how many exercises you do, no matter how many ways it is presented, that's the truth. These things are possible, but you must cognize and believe. Perhaps there should be exercise of throwing away doubt and throwing away fear, and there are, just to get you to a place where you can open that door and believe it. But dear ones, I'll tell you, this is when things start to change. One of the first things to expect, synchronicity. Being in the right place, meeting the right people, hearing the right words. And some of you who are listening to this now and in another time are starting to understand. These words will not help you or save you. It's what you do that is next and is so profound. The human helping themselves by claiming the spark inside is real. That's beautiful. And it's only going to take a few of you to affect a few more and a few more before humanity starts to understand they are in control of their own reality. We'll be back. And so it is.